friend. How you doing? This is Sasha, and you're listening to Enlivened. After many years studying manifestation, I realized that everything we want, ultimately, everything we want is so that it can give us a feeling. It's because we think that in having that thing, we're going to feel better. We're going to feel happier, more fulfilled, or something. But the more work we do and the more we get to know ourselves and we get to understand manifestation, we realize that it's not really about the things. It's not really about the purses. It's not really about the cars. It's not really about the houses. Like, that stuff is great. But deep down, we want more. We want something that is more meaningful. We want something that's rooted in a much deeper place. The further along we get on our manifestation journey, and I'm speaking very generally here, but from what I've seen, the further along we get on our manifestation journey, we understand that it's really about feeling empowered, feeling alive, feeling enlivened, feeling like our life looks like us, feeling free to be, feeling free to express, feeling as generous as we really want to be. And even if we say this to people on their journey, it doesn't help. We still have needs, and every time we have a need, the most urgent need needs to be prioritized. And this is why, although ultimately what we want is, you know, connection back to source, we want to be connected to source, there is a path, and it's not just starting on this end and then jumping all the way to the end. There's no such thing. It is a process that we go on, and we keep refining and refining and refining. And this process is called purpose. Purpose is not a job title, as I used to think it was. Purpose is also not a place. It's not a person. It's not a thing. It's not an action. Purpose is a feeling. Purpose is a feeling. It's inside of ourselves, and it's not necessarily black and white or linear in essence. It's much more feminine. It's much more abstract. And as consciousness keeps evolving, as us humans keep waking up to more and more and more, it's no longer enough for us to just give away our time in exchange for a paycheck. We want more from life. We want more meaning. We want more significance. We want more freedom. We want more sovereignty. We want these things that are not visible as much as we want the visible. Where I come in is I love to help people to reconnect and realign and refine their path, their process towards their core purpose blueprint. In my life, I've been very blessed to have grown up with parents who put me in the best schools, put me in the best sports. I was always doing a ton of activities. I was always busy, 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 busy. I had toys. I had clothes. I was spoiled in many ways. And still, I found myself feeling really, really sad. And for a long part of my life, I was wondering, like, why am I so sad? Like, why am I so unfulfilled? If I have all of the physical things in my external world, I really shouldn't complain. What was happening at that time was that my head was telling me that I was wrong for feeling the way I was feeling, but my body kept on sending me signals. Hey, something's off. Something's off. You're not happy. Something's off. You're missing something. Like, something is going off. Something is wrong. And at the same time, my head was saying, no, like, nothing is wrong. You're just being entitled, and you need to just shut the hell up and suck it up. Keep moving forward. other people are struggling way more than you, and you don't get to be upset. And no matter how hard and how much I try to ignore this feeling or repress this feeling or pretend that it wasn't there and just straight up try to ignore it, disown it, all of the things, it still was the fact that I was deeply unhappy inside. I felt low energy. I was diagnosed with depression. I engaged in self-destructive behaviors. I had very little care for myself. I did not have much self-worth. I definitely did not accept myself. I judged myself. I judged other people. I was insecure and also ridiculously defensive, and all of that kept going on and on and on until I hit rock bottom really hard. And that's the point where my journey towards myself really started. And this is really the kind of journey that I help my clients with. And I'm so grateful that I've been through my own journey, which wasn't something that was visible. You know, some people have diseases or things that you can see, or they overcome something in their childhood and it's, they have a reason. They have not an excuse, but they have something very clear that if something is wrong with them, they can just say, oh, well, this happened to me. And then people are like, oh, okay, I get it. I didn't have anything like that. I didn't see anything in my childhood that was something that I could blame my unhappiness for. I couldn't see anything that I had experienced as a reason for me to feel so sad. That's because everything that I needed to see was actually below my consciousness, so I wasn't able to perceive it whatsoever. And this is usually the same thing that tends to happen with my clients. They are super smart people. They know they want more from life. They know they want to feel more fulfillment, more significance. They want to know what their purpose is. They want to feel alive. They want to live a life that is their own. They're tired of making other people's dreams bigger and then saying no to their own dreams for a paycheck. They don't like that trade anymore. They're waking up to the fact that they have one life, at least in this life, right? And they want to do something with it. They want to own their time again. So in this episode, what I'm going to do with you is I'm going to share with you the step-by-step process that I have gone through myself and I actually walk my clients through for them to get to know themselves so much better and ultimately lead a life of purpose and even create their magic in the world and make money from it. So because this is about creation, because this is about something that does not exist right now, but we want to create it, right? We want to create this feeling of purpose. We want to create this entity, this business that exists in the outer world where our way of making money does not take away from who we are. Everyone has a different threshold. But ultimately, after we have gone through this job and this job and this thing and that thing, and we keep trying to change our life in many ways and it doesn't seem like it's working, we start to look for options that we would have never considered in the past. We find ourselves maybe even a little bit desperate, because maybe nobody around us is an example of what's possible. Maybe nobody around us lives the kind of life that inspires us. And this is not a judgmental thing. It's a genuine feeling of, I don't belong here. Meaning, I don't belong on this earth. It seems like something is wrong with me. I'm broken, something is off because I don't fit into this society and it hurts me to try. If this is you, I want you to know that I get you because I am you, because I was you. It's the most fulfilling thing for me to work with people who they have that hunger in their chest, in their heart. They have that fire, but they have no idea where to put it. They have no idea where to channel it. They don't know what to do with it. And usually at that point, that's where they find me. So without further ado, let's go through those steps that I personally find are the quickest, fastest, most efficient ways for a person to get closer to their core purpose blueprint. Step number one is core essence alignment. Personally, I like to do this with a lot of mysticism. I like to use astrology, human design, and the gene keys. Oh, and of course, I also use Myers-Briggs. Together, when we're using these systems, the underlying intention is to make the unconscious conscious. So as we're sitting together and I'm giving my client a reading, I'll be asking her some questions. Sometimes it's about a specific pattern, a specific way of being, a way she grew up in her childhood, her upbringing. As we keep digging deeper and deeper, we explore why a person does what they do. And the more we peel back, the more we dissolve the layers, the masks, the pretense, the stronger and the clearer the core essence becomes. Which brings us to step number two. This step is about shedding. Just like a snake that sheds its skin when it's time for growing, we also have to shed parts of ourselves if we want to grow. This process is not necessarily fun. It doesn't feel good. It feels like shit. It feels like death. It feels like the most painful identity crisis. We used to identify as being this way, that way, and oftentimes, our sense of identity is also linked with limiting beliefs. And these limiting beliefs keep us fragmented. They keep us weak. It's really hard to feel grounded in who we are if we don't feel whole. And instead of feeling whole, what we feel is a bunch of different, separate parts. And when we're fragmented, it can feel as though we have different parts of ourselves inside of ourselves that are at war with each other, that are in a big dilemma. And it can feel like, oh, I really want to do this thing, but I also am scared. And I also want to do this thing. And it feels like if I do this, then it takes away from that. So we have these internal conflicts that are happening inside of ourselves, and it can just feel like we're staying stagnant, like we can't make a move forward because we're always kind of just staying in the same place and going two steps forward, three steps back, or three steps forward and then two steps left and right. And we're just kind of staying in the same place because we have these very strong fragmentations inside of ourselves that it's like two dogs pulling in different directions. So as we keep looking at these charts, astrology, human design, gene keys, whatever personality tests, Myers-Briggs, what this does is that it helps us become conscious of potential aspects of ourselves that we have repressed and denied and ultimately disowned. Which brings us to step number three, which is integration and embracing our core essence. So in the process of becoming conscious of the different parts of ourselves that we have previously pushed away, the process is about not pushing those parts away anymore. It's about welcoming them back into our being. It's about becoming whole. And this is a process that is so beautiful, so deep, so rich, and usually packed with a lot of tears. This is what some people call shadow work. It could also mean or be called inner child work. What we're really doing is integrating all of ourselves back into ourselves. What we're doing is opening our arms really big, really wide, and saying, come back here, you. I love you. I forgive you. I accept you. You are lovable. And the reason why this is so significant and why this matters and why a person would want to go through this oftentimes quite painful process is for something that I'm going to describe in step number four. Step number four is about potency. It's about magnetism. The more we gain power, the more we integrate all of the parts of ourselves, we sort of become bigger in terms of energy. We become stronger. We become kind of like the sun. And what I mean by this is that the sun sits at the center of our solar system, and it's so big and it's so heavy that wherever it goes, it pulls with it our whole solar system. So in terms of manifestation, or if you'd like to call it the law of attraction, what actually happens at a quantum level is that we become so much more magnetic. We become stronger, more potent. Instead of being watered down versions of ourselves, we are the real deal. We're saturated as fuck. Like, this is the strongest type of energy you can get. There's no doormat behavior happening here. This is just like, I am this person. This is who I am, and I deserve to be here, and I deserve to take up space. And this is not something that you have to say. This is something that is felt. This is an energetic thing. Obviously, there's so many more parts to this, but this gives you a pretty good idea as to my process and why, to me, this is so crucial for anybody who wants to get on their path to purpose. Because once you tap into those four steps, it feels like the wind is in your sails. Like the wind's at your back. You are just in the current. You're going with the river. Everything is just going your way. This doesn't mean that things are not happening. This doesn't mean that it's like rainbows, butterflies, whatever. But what it does mean is that you have this super strong sense of self. You have this unwavering trust. And when you can depend on yourself like that, when you can trust yourself, when you can believe what you say, when you say, I'm gonna do this thing, no matter how hard it gets, I'm just gonna get this done. When you say something like that and you set a goal and the deeper part of you actually believes you, oof, you no longer have those two parts inside of yourselves that are going in different directions. Instead, what you have is that the parts inside of you tend to be going in the same direction because you're conscious of them. It's really hard to make somebody go in a different direction if they're not conscious, right? If you can't even speak to them, if you can't say, hey, turn around, we're going that way. They're just going to keep walking the other way. So the whole idea is to just get all of ourselves to go into the same direction. I'm a firm believer that most people are not going for more in life because they have parts of themselves that are actually going, they're like pushing against, they're going in the other direction. Kind of like I'm trying to walk, but then there's like somebody holding my chest and they're too strong and I can't push back. Most of us have this inside of ourselves. Genuinely, I'm not a psychologist, by the way. This is just me reading the books that psychologists read, but I'm not a licensed psychologist. So I just want you to take this with a grain of salt. But what I understand is that it's really, really hard to set some goals and reach your goals and actually feel fulfilled by those goals because you set them for authentic reasons. It's really hard to do that and get that done and try to do something significant in your life unless you have done the shadow work, unless you have done the deep inner work of looking at those forces inside of you that may not want you to be successful, right? Because when we're little kids, we are vulnerable and we want people to take care of us, right? So this is one of the things that I personally experienced was I want people to take care of me. I want, you know, mom and dad to love me and to be there for me. This is like little tiny Sasha, right? Like little one-year-old, two-year-old. And what I realized as like a woman in my 30s is that I needed to integrate that two-year-old. I needed to integrate her and say, hey, it's okay. You know, I understand that you want mommy and daddy to take care of you. That's why you want to feel helpless, right? You want that attention. You want love. But it's okay. And what I did with my inner child, with my inner two-year-old, is I just helped her to feel safe. I helped her to know that mom and dad were always going to love her, that I was always going to love her, and that it was okay for her. And she would be safe to go towards bigger goals, towards bigger dreams, to go towards my purpose, to go towards a life of significance, as opposed to living a life where I can't wait for Friday and then the weekend's never long enough. And even when I'm at home on the weekend, I'm still dreading Monday. Like, to me, this is not a normal life. So no matter how painful shadow work is or can be, it's so worth it. So this is just my opinion. And because I feel so strongly in this, because I feel so strongly in the fact that the more we do this work, the more we become aware of these unconscious patterns, I feel like everybody deserves this. It's so much easier and faster than we think to do this process. It's so much more fun to go through life when you understand your psychology, when you understand the somatic experience, when you understand how trauma gets stuck in the body, right? Like, when we don't know these things, we can tend to blame ourselves and to make ourselves feel wrong. Right? It's like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not moving forward faster in life? Well, guess what? You probably have some little inner child stuff to deal with, right? Or maybe some bigger stuff. All of us have some stuff. We all do. Nobody's immune to this. Even if you've had the most perfect childhood ever, we've all been made to feel unsafe in some way or another, whether it was by watching some kind of movie that was maybe a little too violent for our age or whatever. We've all witnessed things. We've experienced strong emotion. And when we're little kids, we don't know what these emotions mean. And when we make them mean that we're unlovable, that something's wrong with us, that if mommy and daddy are upset, it must be my fault. Like, all of these things get piled up, and it's not until we dig deeper and make them conscious that we can actually free ourselves from that resistance. Just to repeat again, the steps were, number one, core essence alignment. This is the thing that I was talking about with astrology, human design, gene keys, Myers-Briggs, all of the personality tests. Step number two is about shedding the layers that are no longer us, right? Shedding what no longer serves. It's releasing. It's the snake skin. Like, the snake does not need that skin anymore, so it releases it. Step number three is embracing your core essence. It's about integration. It's about becoming whole. It's about owning all that we are. Because that's what actually makes us really strong, really potent, and gives us a much stronger gravitational pull. Which brings us to step number four, which is that this stronger pull helps us to manifest consciously from a place of feeling whole as opposed to feeling fragmented. This is not something we can fake. This is not something we can pretend. Energetically, when we're fragmented, we're probably going to experience a lot of triggers, a lot of reactivity, because the only thing that we have left from that painful memory of the past is stored in the body. So although we don't actually remember what happened and why we're actually triggered, our memory remembers. Our memory, in terms of memory in the body, remembers. And we experience a trigger to say, hey, pay attention to this. And the reason for the trigger is so that we can integrate this part of ourselves back in ourselves, back into our whole. And the reason why this matters so much is because we can actually go and lead a life of purpose as opposed to feeling like we're at the whim of circumstance. So I hope this was helpful for you. I hope this episode helped you to understand how important astrology can be, human design can be, the gene keys can be, when it comes to getting to know our authentic self, getting to know our core essence. This is not the only way to do this work, but it's my way. This is the fastest way that I know. This is the way that's worked for me. This is the way that I work with my clients. This is what I truly believe in more than anything, because I've seen it work again and again. I see people break through. I see the pops. I see the aha, the awakenings, the realizations. As I just say one word, they go, this means something. This something happens in their awareness. Something happens. It triggers a memory. And all of a sudden, they become conscious of something that was previously unconscious. And that is a magical thing to see, my friend. That is a magical thing to see. Because when we become conscious of the reasons why we were stopping ourselves, right? The reasons why part of ourselves was actually trying to push against the other parts, we get to have a conversation with that part. Because most of the time, this part that is creating this resistance, it just wants to keep us safe. That's genuinely what it wants to do. So when we're able to have a dialogue, a conversation between that part of ourselves that just wants to keep us safe and who we are in the moment, it gives us an opportunity to go and make that part feel safe. And once that part feels safe, it has done its job, right? Its job was to protect us. So when we're like, hey, thank you so much, you've done your job, that part can now dissolve. The resistance now dissolves. And guess what? We are even stronger in that direction that we were going in because there's less resistance against us. This is kind of like saying, instead of going against the river, we're going downstream with the river. And the more we keep doing this, it's like the faster the river gets. And then we get a boat and then it's just like freaking cruising. I'm not personally there yet, but I can tell you I'm definitely downstream and it's going much faster than it ever has in my life. And I know that it keeps going faster and faster, and not necessarily fast in terms of speed, but fast in terms of flow. It's not so much that I flow fast. It's that I don't get stuck in the resistance as long as I used to. So for those of you wondering what astrology has to do with manifestation, this is it. The answer is everything, because it starts with self-awareness. And in my personal opinion, my humble opinion, it's fun to do shadow work with astrology. Astrology is a well of knowledge that just blows my mind. I could definitely go on a tangent probably for hours, but I won't. I'll keep that for another episode at some later time. So if this is something that was intriguing to you, if this is something that you were like tickled by and excited about, and you're like, oh my God, Sash, like I want you to help me to refine my core essence. I want to understand like how to live my purpose and all of that. And I definitely want to do it with you, with your energy and, you know, with all this esoteric knowledge. I mean, sounds sexy. It sounds fun. And to that, I would like to let you know that there are two ways to work with me at this particular moment. One of them is to book a reading with me where we go on Zoom for 90 minutes and I read your chart. I would like to say that this is not for just anybody. I prefer to work with women, and I prefer to work with women who are thirsty for a life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life that looks like them. And the other way to work with me is a much longer time frame. It's a 100-day time frame. And in that time frame, we do the astrology reading as well. And we also do so much more. In the 100-day program, it's really a long-term process of getting you from where you are right now and aligning you way more on point with your purpose. The first part, it's basically all about you, and it's all about your routines and your ways of being and just getting to know who you are on the essence level, right? Like who you are deep, deep down. But it doesn't stop there. After that, we work on the business side as well. We work on your message in this world, because the fundamental aspect of the course is about living a life of meaning. And that means going to work and getting paid, but doing it in such a way that actually completely aligns with your values. Instead of feeling weighed down by your past, we actually leverage your past. We leverage your challenges and your lessons and the problems that have happened. Instead of carrying them with you and carrying them around like a super heavy backpack, what we're actually doing is we're unpacking the backpack. We're looking into it. We're like, okay, cool. What was that? What did I learn? What is the lesson? What is the wisdom that I can now carry? So it's a transmutation process, and it's all about embodiment. Because if you want to live a life of meaning, if you want to do work that is more than just the paycheck and the physical money, right? Or the digital money, whatever. You got to have it rooted into you. It's got to be about who you are. It's not about not doing any work. It's about doing a shit ton of work, but the kind of work that actually strengthens your identity and your sense of self, as opposed to the kind of work that takes away, that takes you away from who you are deep down. One last thing I'd like to finish on is to say that I truly believe that my purpose in this world, in this lifetime at least, is to help people in aligning themselves with jobs or businesses that they create themselves, where instead of their work taking them away from themselves and depleting them, their work instead becomes the place where they are their strongest selves. Their work becomes the most fun. Maybe not the most fun, but a really juicy part. If you told me that I couldn't do my work, that I, like, if you gave me a shit ton of money and I would never have to work a day in my life, I don't know that I would stop. I think I would use the money to just make my mission even bigger. Actually, I have no doubt. That's definitely what I would do because this gives me fulfillment. And fulfillment's not really something that you can buy. Even if you're the richest person in the world, you gotta make it. It's something that is free and yet so hard to get. To loop the beginning and to put a nice little bow on it. At this point in my life, it really feels as though the reason why I was so sad is because I felt like I had no value to give. And I believe that for me at least, my ability to give, feeling that I have something of value to give another being, to see myself being somebody who gives value to the world, that makes me feel really good. It's something that even when I was growing up and I had all of the things, I mean, I didn't grow up that crazy wealthy, but I mean, compared to a lot of people, I think I did. And no matter how much shit I had, I didn't see my own value. It didn't matter that I was wearing nice jeans. It didn't matter that I went to nice boarding schools. It didn't matter, those things didn't matter. I could not see my own value inside of myself. I felt like a worthless piece of shit. I felt lazy. I felt unhappy. And I didn't know who I was. And so, even if you did give me all the money in the world in a bank, I think I would have fun with it, but ultimately, I think I would go back to being somebody who gives. And honestly, it sounds like I'm trying to be a good person, but it's genuinely the most selfish thing because it makes me feel really good. It makes me feel so good to be of service to the world. It genuinely, I am wired this way. I mean, unless I change at some point, like this is the way I'm made. I feel the happiest when I'm being used up for the improvement of the whole, of the collective. And conversely, when I don't prioritize this need for significance, I feel really sad and depleted and low energy. So it's just one of those needs, right? Sometimes I wish that I was only money driven and that I didn't have that like super crazy deep desire for so much meaning. But then again, this is where that whole thing that I spoke about in today's episode, you know, the core essence, that like that alignment, your core essence blueprint, your core purpose blueprint. When I did that on myself, I was able to recognize with a Pisces North Node, with a Sagittarius Sun and Rising, I'm meant for a deeply spiritual life. And I have to just freaking own it. I have to own it. This is the self-acceptance that I'm talking about. This is the integration. Even if it's not cool to be somebody who loves the deep quotes and the cheesy philosophy and, you know, the stuff that my brother just rolls his eyes at and my husband does too, it's me. I am that freaking weirdo. I am that weirdo. And honestly, I love that weirdo. And if this is you, if you're feeling like parts of yourselves are not that cool, fall in love with it. Like, own it all. Own it all. Own the weird parts, the cheesy parts, the crazy parts, all of it. Own all of it. And that will make you magnetic as fuck.